Louis, how are you then?
Hello. Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very, very good.
Good.
You have had a busy year, haven't you? Look back on this year.
Yeah, it's been very busy. A lot's been happening. So it's been lovely. It's been lovely. It's been very hectic, but as it always is, I suppose.
Let me catch up on a few things since we last spoke. Obviously, incredible success with Back to You, so huge congrats with that. You must have been delighted.
Yeah, it was great. It was really well received. And the performances we did actually was really exciting too, so it was good.
Yeah, very good. And an MTV award win as well for an EMA win.
Yeah, I'm buzzing about that. I mean, again, you know, the category and the people who were nominated as well as me, great category, really strong. So I'm just forever thankful for the fans. It just shows that with the people we're up against. We won it as a collective, as we always do, so I'm buzzing.
Yeah, did the other boys reach out to you and congratulate you from the band or?
Yeah, with little things like, you know what I mean? We're not on and off phone to each other, but we always send each other a text just like, well done, you know, other day with that kind of, but you know, I think this time of year is more difficult than any because we're all proper busy this last quarter, you know it is.
Yeah, you've been busy as well performing for Royalty.
I have. Yeah, that sounds good when you say it like that. Wicked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At the Royal Variety Performers 2017, I mean, that is still a big, prestigious show to be part of, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. It's a real honour to be asked to play that event. Yeah, 100%.
Did you enjoy it?
I tell you what, it's actually, for me as a performer, it's a difficult thing to fully enjoy, only because it's a slightly different audience, you know. There's a lot of suits and not a lot of dancers, so let's put it like that. But also, because it's such an honour, you know, there really is pressure, and you feel that as an artist, I think. You really want to deliver and, you know, and almost do right by your country kind of thing, you know. So there's a bit of that involved. But after the performance, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I think I did a good job. So that's good.
Fantastic. So is it Sir Louis yet? Or do I just call you Louis?
No, not quite yet. Maybe next year. Yeah. Put it on my to-do list.
Did you do the lineup at the end? One final question. Did you do the lineup yesterday? Shake the hands of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
I did. And actually, it was... it was one of those where, well, for a start, it didn't go to plan right. So basically, don't forget, it's the first time I've done something as prestigious as this, I suppose, on my own.
Yeah.
But I've got a live band, which is lovely. So I did my performance, we did our performance together, and then at the end there's like this little group ensemble number. I'm not going to lie, even in One Direction days, I was always a bit unsure about it. It's one of them where, you know, half people absolutely love it and half people just stood there looking a bit awkward. I would have been an awkward few. But anyway, I said, look, the band's going to have to come on with me, and they weren't really too sure about it, so I said, look lads, we're just gonna have to just bolt on here, just keep our heads down. Anyway, we ended up missing our cue to go on at the end. I was like, this is a car crash. So we had to just slip on last minute as the curtain was lowering just before the Royals come on, but luckily we made it in time, and I got the band to meet them as well, which was helped me, and they loved it as well, so that was nice.
Oh, it all worked out in the end though. That was close though.
Yeah, it certainly was actually. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be so much trouble if I missed this. Jesus.
Can I just check? We've got this big royal news today. Prince Harry is getting married. Very exciting news. Did his brother at all ask you, you know, you're available to perform next year at the wedding? And did that deal go down?
I mean, I was shocked, but I didn't actually get that call. No, I was snubbed. Yeah.
And the new single, we get a brand new record, new song, Louis, to end the year. This is Miss You. And different vibe though to the last single, but I like where you're going with this. Tell me more.
Yeah, this is my vibe. This is where I want it to be, the sound. And you know, that's why I've spoke about it in the past, why it's lovely to be able to do collaborations, because you can kind of go outside of your genre a little bit. And I feel like I did that with Steve and I did that with BB a little bit. But for me, like from a production point of view, sonically the way this sounds, it's so much more me. And lyrically, I think we really nailed it too. So I'm really proud of this, because this is who I am as an artist, really. So I'm happy.
Because it's obvious that you've always been, what, a big Oasis fan, Arctic Monkeys fan.
Yeah. Green Day, a bit of that in there. Yeah. So I really wanted to get those influences off. And music moves in cycles, obviously. But one thing that, you know, there's a hell of a lot of electronic on the radio at the moment. And I realised, you know, I was contributing to that, and that's cool. But I missed guitars and dominating guitars, really, across the records. So really been pushing that in the album. And obviously you can hear that in this song.
Absolutely. And lyrically, a lot of us can relate to what you're saying. Is this a personal story? Is this your story? Or is this like, you know, a universal story?
Yeah, I mean, in the album in general, I wanted to be really honest, and I did want it to be a little bit autobiographical, to be honest. But of course, you still want to make it relatable to people. So, I mean, you know, this really was my situation for, you know, the last couple of years or so, and getting to that kind of crossroads of being surrounded by amazing, exciting stuff, but kind of being in the moment and being like, wait, actually, maybe I miss you. Maybe I need to do something about it. So, yeah, it's about that.
Because you've been very honest talking about life in the band in those days, where there were times, I guess, where it was so easy to go down that route. Your schedule was crazy. Life is crazy. You're on the road constantly. Maybe this year you get the chance to have a bit more reflection.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, naturally, and yeah, you know, being in a band and as an artist, as big as One Direction, where there is a lot of going through the motions. And listen, I had the best time of my life. It was an incredible time, but it was more of a personal thing, really, for me. It was more, you know, there was those years, especially like the last year of One Direction, where I just was kind of going out all the time, and it wasn't. Yeah. I mean, I like a night out, but not every night, Louis. You know what I mean? It was one of them. So. Yeah, I feel like why I love music and why this whole experience has been good for me is it gives you opportunity to look back and reflect on that time and go, do you know what, actually I've got a lot of material to write about here, and, yeah. And you know, some of this stuff maybe is interesting. So I've really enjoyed that process and kind of formulating all my thoughts like that.
On that theme and on that subject, and on that note, Louis, do you now, because it is a sign, I believe, obviously, of getting a bit older, do you like now having a calm night in, where you have nothing to do but put the TV on?
Oh, God, I don't really want to admit this, but yeah, yeah, love it. That in with dogs, yeah, happy days, yeah. Get a curry, watch something like Downton Abbey. No, I'm joking, I can't begin to watch that shit. I'm joking. I'm a celeb though. I've been watching that.
Are you
right.
Enjoying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Amir Khan's funny, and he ain't got a clue, bless him. But I think he's harmless. He's really funny.
Could you cope with those sort of tasks in there? Or,
well, I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to give it the big one, but that first task that they did when they were like kind of shimmying the way down some pole, dead eye up. I like up like that. I'd be up for that. I mean, eating pigs. Bollocks or pig's balls, whatever I'm allowed to say. I'm not sure that's my bag. I'll leave that to Amir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing it. Yeah. It's quite incredible TV. But obviously, X Factor, you know that world very well. And you're going to go back on the show, the final, and perform this new song.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really, really... You know, as I've said before, it's mixed emotions going back to X Factor, because again, you know, you've got a certain sense of responsibility and you want to deliver and you want to be great. But I am really, really excited about this song in particular and doing that on the X Factor, and the creative hopefully is going to be exciting. So yeah, I feel good about it actually.
I know last time you gave me a bit of a percentage on the album completion. Are we at 75%? Yep. Where are we at with that?
I tell you what, I'd say we're at like 90 now.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we finished writing and it's just finalising everything now. There's still like, you know, little bits of vocals to pick up here and there. And then now we've got to, you know, take the production to the next 10-20% and fix that. But in terms of writing, maybe 100% done actually.
So are we thinking definitely spring, summer next year, or do you know any plans?
Yeah, spring sounds like a good general time. I think spring. And I just, you know, I'm desperate to have it out now. I've written so many songs for this record and gone through so many different sounds and styles and stuff that I feel like I've now grasped where I want to be, and I just want to bring it out tomorrow, really, but it don't really work like that.
I know you do. I know you're like, it's easy to get out there because you're listening to this stuff, I'm sure, all the time. And
exactly, yeah.
We better play the brand new song now. We better play Miss You, which is out now. So, you know, you're good at this. Will you, you know, do the honours?
I'd love to.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm Louis Tomlinson, and here's my new single, Miss You. Oh, lovely to speak to you, lad. I hope you're well. Have a good evening. Christmas, if I don't see you before then, all that.
Yeah, hopefully see you in person soon, all right, Louis? That'd be great, actually.
Yeah, good wicked. To see you. All right then, mate. Take care.